It's 2024 and we are aiming for more. You're listening to episode 39 of the She's Marked podcast. And today I'll be walking you through 47 questions to set your 2024 in motion. Do you feel like you're sinking in disappointment and emotional pain? Do you want God's peace even in the midst of storms? Do you long to be a woman who walks in obedience and lives a life that is set apart? And lastly, are you ready to live a life that unapologetically reflects authentic holiness? Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, a writer, speaker, and certified biblical counselor. I've gained wisdom and learned some pretty hard lessons through suffering and how it can be a powerful vehicle for transformation. We face a constant temptation to throw in the towel and cave to the turbulence and the pressures of suffering and pain. My heart is to help you shift your eyes from the crash and onto the cross and to recalibrate in your faith and holiness. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our heart in pursuit of a life that is built on the practical foundation of God's truth. To be marked means to be set apart, distinguished, unmistakable, and evident. The marked woman may be struck down, but she is not destroyed. She rises and recognizes that there is purpose in pain, and that she is a vessel poured out for God's use and perfected in His purpose. This woman is picking up her cross, knowing that the cost may involve suffering, but hidden within the tapestry of her suffering are woven threads of intimacy, trust, preparation, and maturity. You're listening to the She's Marked podcast. Healing happens here. Happy New Year, my dear listeners, and welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I am so glad to be here with you, and I am so grateful to God for seeing us through yet another year. As we are here at the doorway of 2024, it is time to reflect on the journey of the past year. In this episode, I am guiding you through deep, introspective questions that will prompt reflection on the challenges you faced, the lessons you learned, and the moments of grace that shaped your journey in 2023. Before we get into it, let's take a quick break to learn a little bit more about the Marked Store. Hey there, She's Marked podcast family. I've got something special for all the gatekeepers and nurturers out there who love filling their homes with faith and rest. I'd like to introduce you to the Marked Store, your go-to destination for soul-strengthening, Christ-centered gifts and goods for the godly woman, her home, and her littles. Listen, ladies, home is where the rest is, and my desire is to help you in creating homes that are set apart where the Spirit of God dwells and healing and equipping abide. So whether you're searching for the perfect touch to cozy up your spaces or a way to naturally incorporate rich scripture and faith to the flow of your everyday life, the Marked Store has you covered. And let's not forget our precious littles. The Marked Store has an adorable collection of infant onesies and bibs. Here is the best part. My listeners get an exclusive discount. Use the code MarkedHome15 at checkout for 15% off your purchase, and Marked is spelled M-R-K-D. So go ahead, head over to the Marked Store today at www.markstore.com, that's M-R-K-D store, and start filling your life with faith, love, and rest. Ah, we are back. Ladies, happy, happy New Year to you all. I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, it seemed like a year would take forever to pass. And then as I became an adult and as I get older, time just simply goes too fast. When you're in the moment, It seems like it's going slow. But as you look back, you realize just how fast time is really going. And so I don't know about you all, but every time I arrive by God's grace at January 1 again, I begin to ask questions. I feel that for me, that's the most sober time of the year as far as where I'm at mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I become so like keenly aware, even just of the brevity of life. And so today we are unpacking 47 questions to help set your 2024 in motion. And what I love about this is kind of a trend that I started at the beginning of 2023. Again, when I was in that certain mindset of just asking deep, deep questions to one, reflect on my past year, and two, to reflect on the year to come, because there's so much mystery and uncertainty. And I think that honestly, that's the way that it should always be. We should always be in a place where we are asking questions. There's this huge facade that we are one in control, and that in that control, we are limitless and boundless and infinite. And it's all very much the stark opposite. We don't know what the next day will hold, and we certainly cannot predict what the next year might hold. And so I think it should always be that we are deeply reflecting, deeply thinking and asking questions so that we can kind of measure ourselves, evaluate ourselves, and we can position ourselves rightly. Maybe for you, you think that way daily. And I do think that way pretty often. But of course, there's just something that's heightened at the end of the year and at the beginning of a new year where we really begin to think about life. You know, if you're watching secular TV, you always see the new segments of stars we've lost in 2020 or 2023 or 1999. Then we always see the year's recap, the highlight moments, and you kind of get to see life for what it is. You see how quickly life has happened. You see that life itself has happened, and you come face to face just in a different way with reality. And so last year I started a new trend. I tried something new, which was called the 5 and 5. And by God's grace, I am repeating that this year. And so what is the 5 and 5? The 5 and 5 is 5 episodes in 5 days. So that's right. 5 episodes in 5 days. This week, you all will be getting a new episode at the top of the morning, every morning, to really set you in motion and shape your trajectory for 2024. Today, we kick off the 5 and 5 with 47 questions to set your 2024 in motion. I believe in the transformative power of questions. Each question that I'm going to be asking you today is carefully crafted to stir your soul, encouraging you to examine your personal growth, your relationship with the Lord, and your journey toward becoming the woman He designed you to be. Reflecting on the past is the first step toward intentional living in the future. Some other things that we're going to be covering this week, tomorrow, I'm going to be releasing Mind Sober, Heart Soft, Feet Planted. That is going to be episode 40. And that's going to be a very powerful episode. But this year, I want us to really purpose to walk soberly. We can become drunkened, if you will, with the worries of life, the stresses of life, with comparison, with identity struggles, with drama, with relationship issues, with hiccups and offenses, even with some of our own physical illnesses and ailments and limitations. We can become drunken with financial issues or even financial goals and ambitions. We can become drunken with our roles and our positions. So many things can come and just kind of jade our judgment, if you will. And so I want to encourage you all, and I want to continue to urge and encourage you all as we go through this year, by God's grace, to remain sober. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. I'll talk more about our minds being sober tomorrow. But ladies, sobriety, sobriety, sobriety. When we are sober, we're able to think clearly. We're able to think and execute discernment. We're able to execute judgment. We're able to tune in to what thus saith the Lord. And so it's going to be so critical for us to remain sober in all of our dealings, in all of our doings, remaining sober. So we are about to delve into these thought-provoking questions. I pray that these questions offer insight and perspectives that will help you to approach each of them with depth and intentionality. And as a thank you, and because I am very concerned with you all starting off on the right foot and growing and being stretched, I have two resources that I would like to present to you. The first is a free PDF version of these questions. The link will be available in the show notes. Please feel free to click on that link. If you have access to a printer, print out these questions so that you can see them. You know, you're going to be listening to them right now, but it's going to be important for you to be able to see them. If there are certain questions that really, really stir you or really resonate with you, you'll be able to have it right in your hands. You can highlight it and you can just spend time soaking and really addressing you, addressing your inner man. The other thing I want to present to you is the Marinate in the Weight journal that is available at the Mark store. This is a signature quote journal. It's 125 pages and it has 15 pages of signature quotes written by me that also help you to think deeply and be reminded. It also has lined pages that you can literally do this reflective work on. If you want to have a central place where you keep kind of your spiritual work, you keep your emotional work, your journaling, your reflective process. If you want a nice place that you can kind of keep it all in one, I highly recommend heading over to the Mark store, which is mrkdstore.com. Purchase your Marinate in the Weight journal, and you can start to answer out the questions that you choose from today's episode. Don't forget, we already played the Mark store commercial, but use your special code to get your journal. The questions we explore today are not just prompts. They are invitations to step into a new year with clarity, purpose, and a deep connection with the Lord. And now, ladies, without any further ado, let's go ahead and get into episode 39, 47 questions to set your 2024 in motion. What was the biggest challenge you overcame in 2023? How do you make life more complex than it needs to be? What can you let go of to improve your life? What do you bring to other people's lives? How do you deal with fear? Do you forgive easily? What new skills, talents, or passions have you acquired in 2023? What was an unexpected joy this past year? What was your biggest personal change from January to December of last year? What was your single biggest time waster in your life this past year? How have the experiences of 2023 affected the way you look at God? What relationships do you want to strengthen in this new year? How can you tell when your faith is weak? Do you seek to grow in the things of the Lord? Are you ready for the Lord's return, or will you be ashamed when He comes for you? What are you living for? Are you taking anything for granted? Are your actions guided by faith or fear? What are you not considering that maybe you should? What steps will you take to grow in Christ this year? How have you stewarded the assignments that God has loaned you? Are you more concerned with God's will than your own? What do your words reflect about the condition of your heart? What do your inner thoughts reveal about the condition of your heart? In what ways did you die to yourself this past year? In what ways did you push or contend to keep the flesh alive? Now that you are another year closer to the end of your life and the start of eternity, how ready do you feel? Do you give time for the Word to speak to you every day? In what ways was your life a witness to others this past year? Are any of your motives for this new year rooted in selfish ambition? How did God reveal Himself to you this past year? What are some life verses that I will use to stay anchored? Are you connected to a body of believers? If not, what will you do in order to make that happen? How can the experiences that you acquired in 2023, both pleasant and unpleasant, be built upon this year? Are you unequally yoked in any of your personal or professional connections? In what new ways can you aim to worship God in spirit and in truth? What contributions can you make to the body of Christ this year to advance the kingdom? In what ways can you be more Christ-like within your home? Have you reconciled critical relationships that are broken? Are any of your priorities out of order? If so, what steps do you need to take to reset? How will you prioritize your physical needs for adequate sleep, exercise, and proper nourishment? How is the way you feel about yourself impacting your effort, your beliefs, and your outcomes? Are you leading with love? What and who do you need to intercede for this year? What habits do you need to develop in order to become more effective and disciplined? What habits became hindrances in 2023? And lastly, what type of life is considered worthy in the sight of God, and how can you develop such a life? Ladies, thank you for joining me again here on the She's Marked podcast, and happy 2024 to you. I believe that by asking the right questions, seeking God's guidance, and living intentionally, you can make 2024 a year of profound growth and transformation. Until next time. Dear listener, your support means everything, and without your listenership, there would be no show. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to leave a review. I'd love to know the impact of the show in your personal life, and I'd love to increase the chances of other women discovering and being transformed through this podcast. In the meantime, let's stay connected. Visit www.shesmarked.com for more episodes, services, collaboration info, to shop the Marked store, or to make donations. In closing, 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you." The woman marked by God bears His seal, belongs to Him, and is protected by Him. She is a partaker in the divine nature of Christ, and therefore she is free.